cleansing of the Muslim population, the Moors, while also destroying much of the rich record of classical learning that they had preserved and developed, rather like the Mongol invasion of Iraq 2 centuries earlier, or the even worse destruction of the treasures of civilization in the course of the U.S.-British invasion of Iraq that continues to take a terrible toll. The conquest of most of the world by Europe and its offshoots has been the primary theme of world history ever since. The basic reasons for Europe's remarkable military successes are well understood. One was European filth, which caused epidemics that decimated the much healthier populations of the Western Hemisphere. Apart from disease, it was thanks to their military superiority, rather than to any social, moral, or natural advantage, that the white peoples of the world managed to create and control, however briefly, the first global hegemony in history, military historian Jeffrey Parker observes. From America to Southeast Asia, he continues, the population was astonished by the savagery of the Europeans and equally appalled by the all-destructive fury of European warfare. The victims were hardly pacifist societies.